It's time for business. Giles Beckford.
Thank you, Susie Adamarian. In the business news this morning, foreign investment hit by closed borders. Food manufacturers want supermarket bullying to come to an end. And we'll bring you the latest from the financial markets. Local private equity firms could be one of the beneficiaries of closed borders, which has reduced competition from foreign investors. A survey of foreign investment in the country by the law firm Simpson Grierson shows nearly three-quarters of respondents either delayed or cancelled their plans to invest in New Zealand because of COVID-19. The amount invested in the first half of this year fell by 70% to about $1.7 billion. The report says deals are still happening, but border restrictions have limited activity, leaving the field open to local investment firms. Partner at Simpson Grierson, Andrew Matthews, says local firms have the advantage, for now at least.
New Zealand domestic private equity are on the ground. They're cashed up and they understand the economy and they can look across the table, look people in the eyes. So I think that provides them with a relative advantage to those who aren't able to get into New Zealand and do that. But we are seeing that increased reliance on technology, on domestic advisors, where we're seeing people from offshore still keen to invest in New Zealand.
Simpson Grierson partner Andrew Matthews, and he says 60% of respondents still plan to invest in this country in the next couple of years. Local food manufacturers want the Commerce Commission investigation into the grocery sector to force change in the way they're treated by the big two supermarket chains. The government's ordered the year-long study to investigate grocery pricing and other behaviour to see if consumers are paying too much for food. The chief executive of Food and Grocery Council, Catherine Rich, says supermarkets at times use abusive and bullying behaviour and unfair negotiating tactics against local food producers.
And it's the ongoing demands for extra margin, the payment of extra costs, the constant threats of deletion. Many food and grocery manufacturers who supply supermarkets do think that it is time for a grocery code of conduct, which would set out a better framework for business dealings in New Zealand.
Catherine Rich from the Food and Grocery Council. Well, some of the world's major oil producers and their allies have been meeting to look at whether to roll over production cuts or pump more oil next year. The group known as OPEC Plus has been limiting production to counter reduced demand and low prices because of COVID-19. The original plan had been to start increasing output by 2 million barrels of oil a day from next January. Talk of vaccines has certainly helped to drive a rise in prices in the past week. Energy analyst Vandana Hari of Vanda Insights explains.
The wave of virus in Europe, in the US, has grave implications for the continued demand recovery, which has forced OPEC to rethink. And there's also more oil coming out of OPEC member Libya, which is not under any output quotas. So all of that has basically sent OPEC Plus back to the drawing board.
That's energy analyst in Singapore, Vandana Hari of Vanda Insights. 4 minutes to seven, let's have a look at the way financial markets are behaving. Wall Street's main indices are all lower by around a third to half a percent. That's as concern about the spike in COVID-19 cases offsets the euphoria earlier in the week about developments in vaccines. Also, some soft retail numbers in the United States denting sentiment as well. So the Dow Jones Industrial Average, it's down half a percent. NASDAQ is pretty flat. The S&P 500, a quarter of a percent lower. Our own top 50 index looked like it was going to be negative in the morning, but true to the normal pattern, it turned around in the afternoon, eked out a 20-point gain. That's about 0.2%, finishing at 12,765. The market's now been rallying for 11 days in a row. It's had record closes for the past seven sessions, and we have to go back to early October for a run that strong. New Zealand dollar still staying firm at 68.9 US cents, 94.4 Australian, 52 British pence, 0.581 euro, 71.8 Japanese yen, and 4.52 yuan. Brent crude oil, the market waiting, of course, for the outcome of those OPEC Plus talks. It's a tad lower at $43.40 US dollars a barrel. And gold is a couple of dollars down at $1,886 US dollars an ounce. Other business news this morning, the gas pipeline company First Gas and energy company Heringa Energy are looking at the distribution of hydrogen for fuel. The two are working on developing the use of First Gas's pipelines to carry hydrogen. If successful, First Gas could provide the infrastructure that Heringa needs to build its hydrogen refueling network across the country. In September, Heringa announced it had signed a deal with a US-based hydrogen vehicle company to bring hydrogen-powered trucks into the country next year. Although you will remember that we were carrying stories last week from University of Canterbury engineer Professor Susan Crumdy, who was most sceptical about the potential use of green hydrogen in the economy. And the Real Estate Institute wants a cap or a review of the cap for Home Start grants so that it reflects the rise in house prices. The grant gives first-time buyers $10,000 to buy a property between $400,000 and $600,000 worth. Bindi Norwell says the rise in house prices means that the review or the cap should be reviewed.